This is a tall pulpit. That'll see my notes pretty good. Well, when something was said to me about giving my testimony, I thought they were talking about how I became a Christian. So you're not going to get my life story, like Alan. But yeah, that was really special. I really enjoyed hearing that. And so when I, when I was little, we were Amish, and I was raised with really high ideals, and my parents taught me right and wrong, and I had a very tender conscience, and I couldn't stand for my conscience to be, bothering me. And am I too close to this?
You're good.
Okay. And so I went, I'm 35 now. So 20 years ago, I would have been like 98 or 99. And I would have been, had just graduated eighth grade. And, I had a great time at school and loved the sports and so on. But I came out of school, and then there's kind of this this quiet time where you're not with the youth yet. That's like starts a little later, and the fun and excitement of school is kind of gone, and so I was working on the farm and. Yeah, and my brother Richard was close to me, and they moved away. They moved to Pennsylvania, kind of suddenly, seemed like. And my life took a downward turn. I started messing around with sin, I struggled, and I tried to overcome that, and I failed, and this went on for a while, and that's probably some of the darkest time in my life there. I was just filled with shame, And my conscience bothered me constantly. I was just condemned. And after a while, I was just losing faith in myself. I was going to overcome this, and it was not happening. And I got disillusioned. And Richard sent us down tapes from Pennsylvania. He sent us preaching tapes. And our church wasn't officially allowed to have tape players, but my dad didn't really care, I think. And so I had one, and I'd listen to these tapes. And the preachers on the tapes, they would preach that you have to be born again, that you need to be a new creature, And it brought a lot of truth to me, a lot of light. That story of Pilgrim's Progress, where Christian is going towards the cross and has this burden on his back that keeps growing, that was me. My carefree days of childhood were gone. I had a great childhood. I was the fifth of six surviving children. And it was great. I had a great time. And here I was, sick and tired of myself, and read this verse in Luke, there in the prodigal son. It says, "But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want." That was me. I had spent, and I was in want. And, finally one day I just came to the end of myself, and I got down beside my bed there, and I just called out to God. I can't remember just what I said, but I said, something like, Lord, I know I'm not born again. You know, I know I'm not right with you. You know, would you make me born again? And I want to read a few verses here in Romans 10, verse 12 and 13. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Isn't that amazing? You know, it's, you know, no matter where we're at, you know, and you know, I knelt down to pray with sorrow and turmoil inside me, you know, and pain. And then I got up with peace and joy, you know. You know, I surrendered, and then I found peace. Isn't that amazing? And, you know, I opened my Bible, and it opened to a passage there in one of the Gospels, and it was an account where Jesus was asking, or was, I think he was calling Matthew to follow him. It's like, follow me. And, I thought about that, and I closed my Bible and opened it again, and opened to another gospel, and it was basically another same account of Jesus saying, you know, follow me. And that I took that as confirmation that God was speaking to me, you know. But so from there I told my parents what had happened, and they were very glad to hear it. And, you know, my struggle with sin did not end with conversion, but, that was a turning point, and I began to find victory, and, it was a turning point in my life. It's like the direction of my life changed. And, you know, I still had a pretty narrow view of salvation. And about a year later or so, I'm not exactly sure how long, but events happened and we left the Amish, and some teaching came into my life about salvation and justification especially. And that was so amazing. I mean, you know, to see what salvation was about, to see just as if I had no sin, you know, justification, you know, the depth of this salvation. And it just like when I saw in the Bible what it actually said about it, I was looking at the Bible with my ideas that I thought, you know, I guess people would say it was very like Arminianism, or I mean, like very, you know, nothing of eternal security or anything like that. But when I saw how God was for me, you know, how he, not sure how to say it, but that just really changed my, you know, my, perceptions, and helped me to, really helped me to see, you know, and walking by faith the same way I received him, you know. So that's I guess that's what I'm prepared to share, and it was good for me to think back over it, you know, and to kind of consider what God did and in my life, and I hope it blessed you. I know I'm really blessed hearing the testimonies of others.